This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Chucky's with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the free Odyssey app all across the country. Download that app if you haven't already. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, October 25th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, Rickies. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday.
That is the foursome. Hey, it is a happy Friday. Cake said it was a payday Friday.
It is a payday Friday. Yeah, it's good.
For some reason, I was doing bills yesterday, and I don't have like all this money to pay all the bills every week. So sometimes you're waiting for that paycheck, and I was like, oh, I'll get it till next week. Maybe I'll wait to pay the mortgage till next week. And then Cake said the payday's today. It's magical.
There you go.
It's a good day.
My wife gets paid every week, so that's easy to track. We get paid every other week.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's my wife's paycheck hits the same day as mine, so it's good.
Always the same?
On the same schedule.
On the same schedule.
We're linked up.
Well, you guys know in my family, I don't take care of the bills.
You don't take care of it.
We're well aware.
You don't know when it's going.
The only thing
coming.
I monitor is my personal Venmo account, which is my personal stash. It's the only thing I monitor, and that has about 700 in it.
Not bad. It's pretty good Venmo.
Not bad.
I get so salty when my Venmo dips into, then I have to start going into it's linked to my bank account.
To reload?
Yes.
Yeah.
It gets me salty. And I'm going to have to ship Jason probably $20 because Bilal Coulibaly fell 1 point short for
He's down 20.
Last night.
I'm trying to just tell him to double it up on something this weekend.
I have to tell you.
Eventually you're going to win.
Or I could just keep losing.
What are you going to go, 0-20?
It's happened before.
I have to tell you, so I watched The Wiz last night.
Yeah, you had bullets fever.
You know what, Cakes? To be honest, I'm not sure I had bullets fever.
At least a mild case.
I saw on Twitter that J.P. Finley and Patsos were doing the alt cast.
Yeah.
And so we're lined up to do a couple alt casts. And so I said, let me watch. Let me see how this goes. It's exactly what I thought. It's going to be butt hard. Okay. Jason?
Yeah. Jimmy P?
Jimmy Patsos is perfect for the alt cast.
Because he doesn't stop talking.
Because he has 9 million stories.
Yeah.
Got bartender stories. Got coaching stories. Yep. He's the greatest. Okay. JP Finley's very comfortable. He's great. I got nothing. I'm telling you right now, I don't have anything anywhere close to that. And Drab, I can tell by your look, you don't like me discussing this. I got nothing for the alt cast. I watched it, and I went, we're nowhere near as good.
I popped in, and they were talking about food for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that. You think we can't do that?
No, I know we can, but listen.
They were talking about the food.
So good.
They were talking about the sweets.
Yeah,
Patsos, I think he was doing ticket selling. He was, like, talking about the certain section.
Right. Patsos knows where everybody in the world's from. He knows what high school they went to.
We've got that covered.
What AAU team they went to.
Jason knows all that.
We're just telling stories.
Nobody wants you to be Jimmy Patsos. They want you to be Eric Bickle.
Yeah. I know.
And just riff.
I'm going to.
And talk about Bilal not scoring 20 or 10 points.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm going to do the very best I can because that's how I do life. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. It's not what like JP thinks. Like everything's just walking the park. It's going to be hard. I'm up for it. You're going to pay me a decent amount. I'm going to do it. And I want people to watch. It's going to be hard. Patsos was very good. JP Finley's very comfortable.
Let's just get Patsos as our fifth junkie there.
Yeah. They had Locks on. Locks was good. Like, I actually don't like guests, but Locks was great. He was very relaxed.
Did he come in into the studio?
No, he just did a Manning cast thing.
Oh, okay.
Like
he was in his office.
Oh, okay.
But he was great. He was very relaxed. Why are you looking at me? I can tell Drab has a disgusted look. I'm just being honest. Completely honest.
You're going to spook. Jason already doesn't want to do it. Now you're going to give him stage fright.
I'm not. You know what?
He's not
going to
back off because I said it.
I'm not worried about it.
He's already committed.
You know what I mean?
Do it. We'll get you some EP stories. Just do EP.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm just saying, Patos, it's more of a compliment. It's also to Pat. He's just so entertaining. He's just a nonstop motor mouth. Yeah. With
energetic
9 million stories.
Yeah.
He's great. He's great.
Well, you need to do that.
We're our own thing. None of us are great like that.
You need to do that when the team's just getting blasted in the second half.
Yeah.
First half, the Wizards were competitive. Second half, the Celtics said, okay,
we're
the NBA champs. Mm-hmm. And even the guys who come off the bench are better than your guys. And Peyton Pritchard went nuts hitting threes. And I don't think his three-quarter shot counted. That's one of his signatures, the half court shots, three quarter shots, but it was JV against
that
the varsity
shot that he hit. Mm-hmm. And when I realized, oh my god, that's the kid that does it all the time.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I don't think it counted, but that kid
first quarter was fun to watch. I mean, obviously the Wiz competed and Poole couldn't miss a shot, and I was obviously watching Koulibaly and hoping he would stay under 9 points.
And he did.
And he did.
Damn it.
I
thought I had it in the bag.
Kicks lost that by a half.
He had 5 at halftime.
Yep.
But then he just, all he wanted to do is pass the ball. He thought he's Magic Johnson all of a sudden leading the team in assists.
Hey, I transcribed and transferred the bet book over to the new one.
Oh, you did? Okay.
You did?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a lot of effort.
There's not that much stuff. I did this when you guys were at the EAS Center.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There weren't that many
outstanding bets. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah. So I have some that weren't settled.
Weren't okay. Paid. All right. So maybe you got money coming back.
Or
to you.
I probably have more money going out. Yeah. I would guess.
I'm never on the right.
Most
side
Most likely,
of this.
More money going out than coming out.
Did you guys ask me for that book because Cakes has been notorious of not putting bets in the bet
that
book
is
because
true.
He says he can just remember them.
Yeah.
And then what happens is they come up and he disputes them.
It's not the greatest system.
So Valdez said, "Hey, can I have that book? Yeah. I want to
so
take
now
over."
Are you in charge now of the bet book?
Yeah, I'll write them down.
That, you know okay. what? That's fine. You could have it.
You don't feel ashamed that they've taken your.
Okay. Do you think I feel ashamed?
I don't know. Like, do you have any pride? Or like,
I have pride, but if he wants to
you're
keep
fine.
Track of it, I'm fine with that.
All right. So what do you got, Valdez? What's outstanding?
We both can do it.
Yeah.
Did you guys settle your week one tease between the Commanders and Bucks? Cakes had +9.5 over 37.5. That was for $5.
I don't know.
Who was that with?
That was with you. You booked it for $5.
So he owes me another $5.
Yeah, so just put it on, put it on the pile.
So it's $25. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Hey, but you know what? Mark that as paid because I'm gonna go through
it. Give me the bad news. I'm sure.
Hold
I'm
on
in
a second.
There.
I'm gonna make him whole.
Hold on a second. That might have been the first $5 bet, and then we doubled it up to $10.
Okay.
So I'm going to consider that part of the 20.
So that's squad.
Okay. I'm going to consider that part
paid.
Of the 20.
Okay, so that
hadn't been paid yet, but that's part
Got
of the 20.
Okay, gotcha.
That's fine.
Terry catches against the New York Giants over 5.5. Cakes had yes. JP had no. That was for $2.
I'm going to guess he didn't have over 5.5 catches in that game.
I mean,
was that week two?
That was week two. Two against the Giants.
I don't think he got going until week three.
He definitely. It's a lock. He didn't hit that number.
Those are the only outstanding bets. You want to hear all the other ones that are?
Sure. I'd like to hear some updates. See where we stand.
JP, yes. Bish, no. Alex Sarr over 12.5 points per game. This is
not a good start for Mr. Sarr.
This is the big one.
He had one dunk.
Yeah. Over 6 for 3.
By the way, McLaurin against the Giants had 6 catches.
Oh, you did?
JPO's,
what week was that?
Oh, but sliced.
JPO's Cakes $2.
What week was that game?
Week
2 or 3?
Two.
Well, he probably had 6 catches for like 35 yards.
Oh, okay.
22 to be exact.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's
for
hard
22.
To do, by the way.
6 for 22 on 8 targets.
So many screens.
So many screen passes.
God, that's when Kingsbury was on probation.
Think about that stat line. That stat line is
horrendous. He owes you money on that.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a big one. Ovi will break the goal record. Cakes, yes. Bish, no.
Yeah.
Cakes gets $100. Bish gets $1,000.
Yeah. If he doesn't.
If he doesn't.
You really? It's worth $100 for you, Jason, on that
just a
one
sweat.
Outer?
Just a sweat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he still needs 40.
Yeah.
It's a lot of goals.
I mean, what's going to get? Unless he literally gets murdered, he's going to get it.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz will start more than 3 games in his NFL career. EB, yes. JP, no.
All right, that's still outstanding.
I know, it's outstanding.
Well, you can actually ship that to me.
Did he get a start late last year or just fill in? I think he started for the Rams.
He got a start.
I think he got a start. So I need 2 more?
You need 2 more.
That's big for you that he started that game.
So you need Mahomes to get dinged.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible.
Here you go, Cakes.
Yeah.
Ayuk to Commanders by week 1. Cakes, yes. EB, no. $5.
$5 is outstanding. Yeah.
I got to ship him $5.
Venmo.
All right.
I just gave Venmo Cakes $2 cash.
All right. I'll mark that as paid.
Yes. I'm paying it now. Venmo. So bitter.
Eric-Bickle-3.
Thanks a lot for updating the bet.
Sorry.
It's great.
Jaden Daniels over 16.5 total touchdowns for the season. Cakes, yes. Bish, no. $10.
That's cool. A lot.
Yeah, you're going to get back 10. Yeah.
Was that passing or is that passing?
Total.
Only 16.5?
Jason, hater. Because he thinks he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, that is low.
Oh, he is hurt.
Yeah,
if he's hurt for 10. Dragons did believer.
It only takes another major injury.
Right there.
Here you go.
I'm not looking great on that.
Terry McLaurin over 10 total touchdowns for the season.
That's a Cakes, yes.
Cakes, yes, at 3-1. Jason, no, for $5.
I mean, that's looking kind of good.
All right, who gave
really
the 3-1?
To get wide receiver
you
touchdowns.
Did. Your Cakes gets 3-1 if he has.
So it's $15 to his 5.
Correct.
Okay. Size, big
but
team.
But what is he at,
fan.
4 right now?
I think he's got 4.
4.
It's going to be close.
That's going to be a sweat.
It's going to be a sweat right
that's
to the end.
Right. Commanders changed their name by the start of the 2027 season. JP, no. Cakes, yes. $20.
Can I get on that?
I bet so live.
Can I get on that? I want out on that so
I'm
bad.
Not changing the name.
Got 3 years.
That ain't happening.
Olamide Zaccheaus catches over 24.5. EB, yes. Cakes, no.
I mean,
$2.
$5.
I mean, I think that's a board of lock. I win that.
He gets 1 or 2 a game. What is he at now?
I don't know.
I'll tell you right now.
Is he about 5 or 8?
Zaccheaus?
Yeah.
Total catches right now. He has total catches. He's got 19.
Oh,
hold on. He has 19.
That one.
He has 19 already.
That one.
He's got 19.
You guys
oh, you know what?
Remember
he had that one big
that's
game.
$2. That's
they
for
had
$2.
Like 8 in 1 game.
Yeah, he had one big game. That's going to
only
that's
get $2.
Hook you.
That's only for $2.
That one big game is going to save you.
So,
see?
Those are all the outstanding ones. I'll mark everything that's been paid.
Okay, good.
Thank
it's
you.
A much better system. I believe he's reliable.
Yeah, he's anal. He's a pig.
He's sloppy.
Yeah.
He's sloppy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The anal guy should be doing it.
He's better at it. Listen,
I'm a pig too. I would not be good at it. It would not be my thing.
Well, good job. Good job organizing
well
that.
Well done, Valdez.
I thought there were more in there, but there's definitely pages missing.
I'm sure there are.
Because the book is so tattered.
Maybe like Lurch went in there, saw a big $50.
Yeah, and
ripped
it out.
There's one he's going to rip out and be the Ovi bet. But that one's still intact.
That's still alive.
Can't believe just for a sweat, you're going to donk off $100.
That's $100. He's going to end up owing me probably 50, so I'll just give him. I'll probably lose $50.
You ever seen him? You write down how much is in savings account?
I know. He keeps that under literally his underwear. I know.
All right. So I'm gonna mark the Ayuk one paid.
Yeah.
The week one.
You want to buy out on the
Zaccheaus? Yeah. The bucks.
Bet?
Isn't it a $2 bet?
Yeah. You want to buy out for $1?
No. Okay. Yeah. Sweat $2.
I just gave him $2. $2 bill.
Laugh at $2.
From our listener Terrence.
This isn't even a big blind at MGM National Harbor.
I know.
Yeah, it's a 1-3 game. Come on. $2.
All right, it is a football Friday here on The Fan. We'll be talking a lot about the Commanders game against the Bears, Jaden Daniels' health status. He's missed practice the last 2 days. We'll get into that. But also, we've got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies. He's going to join us at 6:45. Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, jumps on at 7. They're off to a fantastic start.
5-1.
John Feinstein at 8. And Scott Abraham from ABC7 will join us at 9 o'clock. So we're packed on a football Friday here on The Fan.